Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On a rainy Friday afternoon in Washington, D.C., from the Nats Youth Baseball Academy, you're listening to Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Jerry Brewer, The Washington Post, good buddy of ours, a columnist in town, who comments and analyzes all of the goings-on with all the sports teams, is writing about the Redskins because training camp is underway, and he wrote a story that basically Kirk Cousins is way too measured and decent and balanced for this team to deserve him. It was a pretty creative and a very fun look at the relationship between Cousins and the team, so we'll have Jerry Brewer on to talk about that.
Yeah, the way you wrote it, Jeeps, was almost like, you know how like you'll get one of those movies on Lifetime where like all the friends like, you're too good for him. You need to leave him. You're better than that. Like, that's kind of how it framed me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Training camp day two today. You and I have been here at the Nats Youth Baseball Academy, and we've been having some of our favorite Nationals on. And I think for our listeners, this has been a real treat and a fun day. But curious, as you, like I'm doing, keep checking all the details and the notes coming out of the morning walkthrough, and the practices won't start till this afternoon. What do you care the most about? You talked about Doxson earlier. Give me something else early this week that's on your mind.
The health of Jordan Reed obviously is a major, major thing. I've been told not to worry. I will take that advisement and I will disregard it.
Do you even have a gear where you don't worry?
Yes, I have a don't worry gear.
Well, I've never seen you use that.
It's after a game is over and the season is completed and a guy hasn't been.
I was going to say, it's not when you're up a lot late in a game. You've never used your gear then.
Correct.
It's not after you've won because there's another game coming and you're going to lose that one.
Like, the season's over, basically, is what I'm not worried. No, but when you tell me the guy with that checkered injury history not to worry, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and worry. I'm just going to go ahead and move it to worry. I'm going to shift the dial up to the worried setting until further notice, please, and thank you. That's a big one. Obviously, this middle linebacker battle, I am fascinated by it. Again, the forgotten man, kind of Martrell Spate here, trying to not only make the club, but what, you know, is he a special teams guy? They've brought in someone else to kind of occupy that spot. I think of, you know, whether it's Zach Brown, Mason Foster, Will Compton, the roles and how they kind of shake out in addition to what's going on the defensive line. But the big things to me, Doxson's my one seed by far, Jordan Reed's health, and then kind of some of the position battles and competition on defense.
I think all of those to me are high on my list. For some reason, I didn't think it was going to be this way. Like, if you'd asked me a week ago, I find myself really intrigued by the defensive line right now. Like, a week ago, I would have told you, I don't think they did enough. It's not going to be good enough. And maybe it's just hope springing eternal. Maybe it's the July 28th positive feeling that you get. But I've got a little excitement and a little tingle on Jonathan Allen at end, Stacy McGee at nose, Terrell McClain at end. Until I see McClain and McGee as just the Jags that I think they actually are.
Right.
Maybe I have hope that they're more than that. I mean, you could have very skeptically, when they signed Stephen Bowen, said, this guy was a backup in Dallas who's never really been a starter. He's not going to be that good. He had a half dozen sacks as an end in a 34, which is hard to do. Before he had a knee injury, he became a really good player. So what's to say that Allen, McGee, McClain, Hood, Taylor, Ioannidis, Lanier, Embu, Francis, you know, 9 defensive linemen for probably 6 spots on the roster doesn't groom a competition that leads to a much better defensive line. That's something I'm definitely keeping tabs on. And Sua Cravens. Sua Cravens is playing safety, and everyone just kind of talks about him like he's the answer.
There's an assumption that it's all fine.
Yeah, he's a savior. Here is what Sua Cravens has done. He's made a few really good plays. I love the guy's personality and makeup. He's a blast on social media. He is very engaging with fans. He is neat in how he interacts with the media, you know, and throws the football with fans before the games. I think in general this is a guy that kind of gets whatever it means to play in the NFL and the opportunity you have to make people happy. I get all that. He's got a cool name. Okay, I'll co-sign on that too. He hasn't played safety in the NFL, let alone having played it well. He's not that big. For a safety, he's built fine, but he's not the same speed or fast enough necessarily on paper to play the position. So how do you get him in a box to play the run? How do you keep him from taking on pulling guards, which was the case when he was an inside linebacker?
Right.
I want to know how they're going to use him. Sua Cravens can be a really successful weapon. See Deion Buchanan in Arizona, if implemented correctly. But, you know, in the same way, you can give me an awesome thing from my kitchen. If I don't use it when I cook and I don't know how to make food with it, It's just going to sit on in a pantry.
It's a great way to put it.
All I know is that they bought this equipment with Sua Cravens. I don't know if they actually know how to use it. They might be me trying to make a meal that I've never made before.
I keep saying this over and over, and everybody gets mad at me when I do it. I think the idea of Sua Cravens is better than the actual Sua Cravens.
I love the idea. I've been dreaming about a guy like Sua Cravens for a long time. I don't know what Sua Cravens actually is.
I have no problem. I'm not anti-Sua Cravens. I'm very pro this idea as well, and I'd like to fill it. But it's this new toy. I think it's very well said, that the tool in the kitchen. Tools in the kitchen are useless to me. I burn cereal. I'm the worst cook in the history of the world. I grill okay, and that's about it. I would have no use for this new kind of mixer. The linebacker that's also a safety that plays close to the line of scrimmage, well, guess what? He couldn't do that at USC because he was taking on guards and fullbacks and tight ends and got knocked around. That's exactly what happened last year for the Redskins. Him playing close to the box all the time was bad. So if you can just have him in space, knifing to the football, where we've seen him work downhill and play pretty effectively, again, in space, dealing with running backs and slot receivers and whoever else, he could be a playmaker. See the interception to seal the game against the New York Giants when they were driving down to win the football game. Ultimately, though, do I want him in every down, every package? I don't know. I don't know that I do. But again, the idea of him, I think, so far is better than the actual football player. I like that he's an asset. I want to be able to work him in the same way I'm going to mix and match. You know, some of those old packages, Greg Williams used to call it that Cobra package, where they'd have three safeties in the game, sometimes four. What's everybody's role? This guy all of a sudden looks like he's a slot, but he backs up into this cover, this, that.
And that's kind of how I thought of him, by the way, Danny, is maybe he's not going to have a position truly. Maybe against certain looks, he's on the field to cover certain players. Like, in other words, when you've got a big tight end that splits out in the slot, see Jordan Reed, that Sua Cravens runs around with that guy. And that was kind of what I was thinking when he was drafted. They are going to play him, it sounds like, as a traditional safety. We got to figure out what he is.
Right.
What gives me more confidence that this can work, though, is that DJ Swearinger next to him has played at a high level
there's
in the NFL.
There's some stability there on another one of these flyers that they're taking.
Right. You would think that because you've got a guy who is actually a safety next to Sua Cravens, it gives him a chance to have a better season. D'Angelo Hall, as of right now, while he's on PUP, is on pace and in line to play in September. So I would like to see if D'Angelo Hall is healthy with DJ Swearinger, with Sua Cravens. Now you got three guys for a couple spots. How much that helps Cravens to watch a guy who has been a ball hawk and is, you know, fringe Hall of Fame player in terms of the touchdowns and the playmaking ability he's had over the careers in Hall. He's had a number of years where he did things that no one ever did at the secondary position in terms of, you know, generating takeaways. Sua Cravens, watching that, I think becomes a better football player. If Hall didn't stay around and they didn't sign Swearinger and it's him and guys like the Shazer Everett and Will Blackman, I'd feel worse about him. But I think the supporting cast will help buoy him a little bit, and he needed that.
They were better last year, not when David Bruton was on, not when Duke Iheanacho was on, but when Will Blackman, I thought, in pass coverage was there. They were never good, certainly, in pass coverage. We know that. The third down percentage makes me sick to the stomach every time I think about it or look at it. But they were better, I thought, with Blackman, who's less impactful, more of a, hey, he'll be around, he'll do the thing he's supposed to do, but maybe lacks some of the dynamic elements that some of these other guys might have in there. So I like the idea of some veteran depth, and again, I want to keep guys fresh and have a rotation, have guys in packages, etc. But I think that's the theme of this defense. It's not who the hell are we going to put in there, it's who's going to win the job. That's a different animal than we've been talking about on defense. Remember over the last couple of years where it's, who in the bleepity bleep is going to be the middle linebacker? Who the heck's going to be the safety? Where's it going to come from? It's less flyers, more, hey, we've got some competition here, and there may be some decent football players that Mike Shanahan used to say, when we don't make our team, they'll make other teams. That went away for a couple years post-Shanahan. I think now that'll be back. Whoever doesn't win one of these linebacker jobs, whoever doesn't win one of these safety jobs, will probably catch on for somebody else.
Post-columnist Jerry Brewer says that the Washington Redskins do not deserve Kirk Cousins. We'll explain with Jerry Brewer on the line to answer our questions next on Grant and Danny.